It's the Morning Show with Rick Armin and Bill Johnson.
Attention, there is a very fat pair of pants hanging on the flagpole this morning.
95.3 WXRO.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night. When Jerry brags about taking Jenny out, he learns that she dates all the boys, and he feels less important.
All right, it is 6:45. We're live at Wise Guys Auto in Columbus. Rick and Bill, along with Dave, and, well, Kristen's even here this morning. In spirit, mostly. Let's talk to Jennifer about the weather today. Hi, Jennifer. Can you hear me? All right, how you doing? And we were just talking about the 10 most annoying Christmas songs of all time.
The most annoying ones?
The most annoying Christmas. Now, do you love Christmas music, right?
I love it, love it, love
okay.
it.
Okay, are there songs that you don't like, though?
I don't like Santa Baby.
Oh, that was number two on the list.
I really don't like it.
I disagree on that one because I thought Madonna did it really well. I don't know.
I just really don't like it.
Okay, all right. What about Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Oh, I don't mind that one.
Oh, seriously? What are you, 6 years old? Ay, ay, ay.
Ay, ay,
ay.
How do you feel about the song The Christmas Shoes? Huh?
Oh, is that... Which one is that one?
That's the one
the one with the little boy who's buying shoes for his mom?
His mom who's dying, yeah.
It makes me cry.
I know. And the thing is, I just don't get it. Why do you want to give your mom shoes and she's going to be dead by the end of the night?
Especially she likes shoes.
I know, but it seems like a waste of money. The poor kid, he's going all over town.
Well, you know what? He can return them. Clearly, she's not going to wear them.
He can return them. He can return them. I never thought of that.
That's the third verse. That's the verse you don't hear about. When he takes back mom's shoes and he goes and buys an Xbox.
Just kidding.
That's like the second verse of the national anthem. You never hear that either. You know, it's the second verse of the Red Shoes song.
Don't worry, Mom. I saved the receipt.
I got Call of Duty 4.
I'm sorry. Hey, so Jennifer, this morning we have rain in Dodge County, and I saw the salt trucks out early today, probably for good reason because it's pretty sloppy out there. Is it going to warm up enough that we're not going to really have to worry about too much ice?
Yeah, it looks like that'll be the case. I mean, we're already looking at temperatures above freezing, but we're expecting highs to get into the lower 40s today. So overall, I mean, it's just going to be kind of a rain event. Overcast skies, highs right around 43, and that's well above average for this time of the year. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll have a chance for an isolated shower still, and temperatures should hold rather steady in the upper 30s. Lower 40s here throughout the day. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Still a chance for an isolated shower and pretty breezy at times. Then we'll have a chance for that changing to snow here by Wednesday night. And for your Thursday, partial sunshine, cooler. We'll see a high getting up right around 25. We're keeping an eye on that cold front pushing through the area. Even cooler, more so here for your Friday, a blend of clouds and sunshine. Still a slight chance for some snow showers, actually. Highs getting up right around 18. Then for your Saturday, even a couple degrees cooler, a mixture of clouds and sun. A slight chance for some snow. We'll see high right around 16. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Gucci.
Oh, can't wait for those teens for daytime highs.
Yeah.
Yeah, exciting. All right, Christmas shoes, girl. We'll see you later. She's gonna return those shoes.
Rick, you just, you know, the hate mail is coming. It's on the way.
What? I've got an opinion. I mean, everybody can have an opinion. Life's about having opinions.
That's fine. your first description of the song is just the best.
This coming from a guy who ridicules people and hangs up on people.
No,
I cannot.
How could I possibly hang up on people? I don't control the phone. This is all untrue.
All right, that's untrue. You're right. Yeah. Oh boy, we're at Wise Guys Auto,
and let's be clear. I only ridicule people when they're really stupid.
Okay. Wait a second. I get ridiculed a lot by you.
Oh no. See, you just take it as ridicule all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I don't know if it's the radio.
We're fine. We're fine.
Every once in a while, we get the feedback on here, so
yeah, everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh boy. Well, I'll tell you what.
I think it's because my headsets are set up to old man level, and they're
mine are too.
Every time I turn my head, you get a little.
Yeah, mine are set up to old man level too. Hey, speaking of old men. Daryl joining us right now from Beaver Dam Piggly Wiggly. How's that for an intro, Daryl?
Morning, Richard. Morning, Bill. Morning, everybody. Yeah, that was real nice, Rick. That made my day.
Rick's working on how to win friends and influence people here this morning.
Yes, how many people can I tick off in one morning? It is our hot deals with Daryl. Daryl joins us on Tuesdays to talk about what's going on. Hey, Daryl, there are a lot of things going on. One thing that Bill and I have been, well, literally excited about since July is the fact that we get to come to your place on Friday in right before the big holiday open house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we are really looking forward to having you guys come, and I'm so happy that you guys decided to do the morning show from 9 till noon that day. That really makes me happy. Then I can sleep in a little bit.
Well, and not only that, then, you know, we figured we'd catch Mick at a lunchtime then.
Exactly. You're really getting hungry.
Hey, he's grilling up filet mignon and lobster and all that kind of stuff.
You can eat that stuff for breakfast. I'm not bad with that.
No.
He's in the science kitchen. He's working things up already.
You know what? I know that Mick is going to deliver. I know that. Well, actually, everybody's going to deliver, whether it's the bakery or Jim over there in produce. I already put my order in with Jim. Hey, I really love raspberries, Jim.
No, we're all looking forward to having you guys come and join us again.
It's going to be a great time. Now, what exactly is happening with the open house? That's this Saturday, right?
That is this Saturday all day. We've got demos in every department from 10 until 2. Santa Claus is coming from 10 until 1, and we have the high school swaz singers from 11 to 1 all on Saturday. And we've got, like I said, samples throughout the store, and it's just a great time.
Now, Daryl, let's talk about some of the bargains that are going on, because obviously we're in that baking time of the year, aren't we?
And we have delivered this week. We got a lot of great coupon savings right on the front page this week. We've got Food Club butter for $1.99 with a card and a $10 purchase and a coupon. We've got Food Club sugar, $1.49 with card and a $10 purchase. In a coupon, Food Club vegetable oil, $1.99. Food Club brown or powdered sugar, only 99 cents. Betty Crocker cake mix for only 99 cents. Food Club peanut butter for 99 cents. Nestle baking chips, only $1.69. So a lot of great coupon savings right on the front page. Also, we've got Racine Danish Kringles, a holiday favorite right now from our bakery department, only $3.99. Hills Brothers coffee for $5.99. Progresso Traditional Soups, 4 for only $5. And Indian Summer Apple Juice, only 99 cents with card and a coupon. So check out the ad flyer. That's just in the regular Piggly Wiggly ad. But we've got in our holiday open house ad, we've got Kathy's Holiday Treats for only $3.99 from Mick's Specialty Meat Case. We've got dried beef roll-ups or stuffed jalapenos, better known as
Rick's Taco Pinos.
Taco Pinos. For only $4.99 a pound. We've got homemade fudge from the bakery department, only $2.99 a pound. We've got buy one, get one free on Orv's Pizzas. So Kessler Whiskey is $3.99 for the 175. So we've got a lot of great things going on.
Daryl, you mean $13.99, right?
$13.99.
You said $3.99 on Kessler's. I think that you might have a rush on Kessler.
I was going to say, because I was just about ready to jump in the car.
$13.99. It's early. But we've also got our fifth annual holiday fish and seafood truckload sale coming up on Saturday, also from 9 till 3. So a lot of great things going on Saturday all week for those coupon saving prices, and then everything going on Saturday.
And, Daryl, just quickly before we let you go, I saw that the construction crews were at your place yesterday.
Yes, they started saw cutting the pavement yesterday and started. They came in with the big backhoe, and they're starting to rip up the ground a little bit, dig a hole to get going on the foundations for our expansion.
We have very exciting times for you guys.
Oh, it is. We're looking forward to this, and it's going to be great when everything's done. A little messy in maybe the months of January, February, but we'll help everybody through it. They can come on and see what all the progress that's being made. But nothing's going to be changed for the holidays at all. They're going to be setting up pathways for people to get in. It's going to be very easy, and so come on in and check out all the progress we're making.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to play on Sunday?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they should sit him at least one more week. I don't know. What do you think, Bill?
I don't think he's going to play either, but everybody else that I hear seems to think he is. So we'll see.
Yeah. He wants. Got to be careful with
him. Yeah, he wants to play, but he can't. Hey, Daryl, always a pleasure to visit with you, man. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you, guys, and we'll see you Friday.
You bet. We're looking forward to it. There's Daryl from Beaver Dam Piggly Wiggly. This is the one you've been looking forward to.
Oh yeah, that's. I'm glad that it was scheduled this year where I can make it.
Dave, that's a remote that maybe you should just come over and help us with that morning.
Turn right.
Yeah, what the heck? I don't have anything going on.
You can always catch up on work between midnight and 5.
Yeah. I was waiting for the Turduncan special that he was going to come up with. You know, like a Cornish game hen inside a duck, inside a chicken, inside a turkey, inside a goose, inside a pig, and then wrap it in bacon.
Wrap it in bacon is the
everything
key.
Everything wrapped
saying.
In bacon. Is the best way. I understand that you are somewhat of a food connoisseur. What did you have last night when you got home?
Oh, man. You know, I got home. I was just envisioning some just excellent food. I'm pretty much a gourmet chef myself. And so I'm sitting there with all these ideas in my head, and I'm like, man, what should I do? Fire up the grill? No. And it came to me like a bolt of lightning. I reached in the cupboard, got out a little can of Spam. And some macaroni and cheese, started boiling up some water, and had like some Spamaroni and cheese. Pan fried that ham, threw it all together, mixed it all in. Oh, it was so good.
Good eating. Little hot sauce, like you said.
Yeah, a little hot sauce on there. And man, I tell you, I think I ate the whole thing myself. My wife couldn't even stand it.
Shocking.
Yeah, she's like, that's salty.
So, is Spam something you normally have in the kitchen cupboard, or was it by accident?
It's, you know, it's something that we don't really have. But when I go grocery shopping, like, which is once or twice a year, I'm a freak. Like, we'll end up with, like, 3 cartloads. Like, my wife will go grocery shopping on a budget. She'll be like, yeah, like, $50, $60. I come along, it's like $500. It's like, oh, God, look, Cheerios. Oh, gummy bears. Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm like, oh, what is this stuff? Oh, pretzels. Oh, I love it. I love food. I can't control myself.
Yeah, I understand that if people want really fast service, just bring you a batch of cookies, right?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, the biggest compliment you could pay me is food. That's pretty much it.
That's awesome.
Whether it's, I don't know, like some fruitcake or leftovers, I don't care what it is.
The guy wants people's leftovers now. That's awesome.
I love food. As long as it's good. I mean,
right.
Pretty close to good, at least.
Right. I mean,
pretty close to good.
So he says pretty close to good. This is the same guy that got Spam out of the cupboard last night at 8 o'clock.
Spamaroni and cheese, man.
Oh, boy. Jeez. I cannot even remember the last time I had Spam. I will bet you it's 25 years or longer the last time I had Spam.
My favorite part about Spam is when you open it up and you get that aroma and you're just like, I can't tell if it's tuna, ham, or hot dogs.
That's right.
Or a combination of all of it.
I still remember driving by the Hormel plant in Minnesota. It's
yeah,
like
it's
in Austin.
Austin, Minnesota.
Austin, Minnesota. And they got the big Spam sign up there and everything.
Right,
that's
right.
Good.
And yeah, my cousin's been at Hormel for, gosh, almost 40 years, I think.
Seriously.
He was right out of college. He went to Stout, and he's been at Hormel forever.
What is he? Does he work in the factory? Or?
Yeah. He went to Stout for applied math. So it was some kind of engineering thing, but I think he's been in management for a while now.
Okay.
So.
I was going to say, he goes to school for applied mathematics or something like that. It ends up butchering a hog.
No. He was like in the some kind of engineering department or something, but I think he's been in management for a while.
Hey, Dave, when you mentioned earlier growing up on a farm, what did you guys do? I mean, did you raise cattle or crops? What was your big deal?
It was just mainly cash crop. We had some heifers and stuff when I was young, but I was never really involved with that. As far as animals, we didn't really do a lot of that. It was just, you know, cash crop and things like that, and you know, pretty simple stuff, like nothing over the top. Small farm, 100 acres, you know, small equipment, you know, like 4-row planters and
sure.
Stuff. So
when you see these combines that are worth like $300,000, I got to believe that you're like, I'm glad I'm not doing that anymore, because that's a hard business to be in.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, the hours upon hours that these guys have out in the fields and getting crops off and doing all this work. And, you know, there's a lot of work to be done, and some of it's spread out,
But in planting time and harvest time, I mean, you're dedicated. You don't even know what your family looks like. You don't even know what the inside of your eyelids look like.
Right. Yeah, right. Boy, I'll tell you what, anybody out there that's a farmer, that's why we always salute them the way we do, because, man, they got a really, really, and then we talked, a hard life, and we talked about the fact that, like you, you have to fix stuff.
You bet. It's the best way to do it. I mean, otherwise, you're dragging something somewhere, or you're slowing yourself down, and it's killing you. And especially during a harvest, number one, where are you going to get in? Because everyone's booked up getting everything fixed. And number two, you don't have time. You're like, oh, man, I'll just put in a shear bolt or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I know that you got into the business, in your own personal business, because you saw how things were done in a bigger scale, and you were not a big fan of what you saw that went on at some of the bigger places where people go to get their cars fixed.
Right. It just killed me. The analogy that I use is like when you go somewhere, people just, they don't see you as a person. They just see you as a dollar sign, and it's like they want to see how much of that they can get.
Right.
And the industry kind of has a black eye to start with, where you're whatever, you're just trying to get money, or you're not truthful or whatever. And that's what just kills me. I'm so passionate about it. And, you know, you do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life type of thing. And I don't want people to feel ripped off or taken advantage of or whatever. Like my goal is for everyone to leave happy. And I know it doesn't always work like that. And I always say life's in color and cars are weird, but there's certain things, you know, that just kind of work themselves out, and it, in the long run, it'll be just fine, you know, and it's just, that's what it comes down to, is you make people happy, you do the right thing every time, and you always tell the truth. If you tell the truth every time, you don't have to remember anything.
That's right.
You always remember the truth. You never remember the lies. And so that way, when they're like, yeah, remember when you did this crazy smoke repair job? And I'm like, what? You know, but if you're like, yeah, oh, I remember you had that tire that had that huge piece of metal in it and whatever, you know, it's crazy. And if you're honest with somebody, they'll reciprocate. They'll be happy. They'll tell their friends. And that's what it comes down to.
Well, and your mechanic is almost like your doctor. And like you said, too, a lot of people have become very leery of going to the mechanic, because you take your car in for an oil change for $30, and the guy says, oh, by the way, you need this, 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 and this, and you're paying $500. What your mechanic needs to be is that guy where when he says, here, you know, your oil change, you really need this, you can look at him and go, all right, do it, you know?
Yep.
Right. It's a relationship.
Right, right. And you trust the guy to not be just doing stuff, like you said, to pad his pocket, but doing stuff to make your vehicle last longer.
My big thing is, I'll tell you, you know, if you come in for an oil change and you need an air filter or whatever, I'll let you know, but it's low-pressure sales. Yeah. You know, I'm just informing you. I'm not saying buy this air filter right now. I'm not saying anything crazy. I'm just saying, hey, you know, your air filter's pretty dirty. That's something you should think about doing soon. You know, let's maybe next oil change, or if your buddy wants to do it or whatever, you know, if you have somebody with that capability or whatever, you know, that's something that we should address. I'm not saying like, let's do this sucker right now before bad things start happening.
Right. Right. You're not gonna give them the doom and gloom speech, in other words.
Right, you bet. There are things like that where you're like, oh man, you really should seriously think about doing tires today, or you should think about doing a tie rod or a ball joint. There are those scary moments when you're like, I'm glad that we caught this. But it shouldn't be filled with fix this or die in a fiery car crash. Right. It should be filled with, we're very fortunate to have found this today, and, you know, here's what it would cost to replace it. And honestly, if you're not comfortable with it, you know, worst case scenario, you sign a waiver saying, I'm aware of this, and leave. You know, if your buddy does it or you do it or whatever, I completely understand. I'm not the only guy in the world.
Yeah. Right. Wise Guys Auto is located on Water Street in Columbus. That's where we're broadcasting from, hanging out with Dave. We'll come back with more of the morning show in just a couple of minutes.